May be seated. The reading of the word comes today in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 25. So if you could turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 25. In verse 17, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But this is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Thus ends the reading of God's word. May He stamp it upon our hearts. I want all of you to imagine this. A king who had ruled over land upon land. He was a king that could win any battle. A king that could take on 100 men at a time, without even batting a sweat. He had the height of a giant, the arms of a bear, and the face of a man filled with wisdom. This king loved his people and would provide with his own blood and sweat just to make his people have joy and freedom. One day, this king went out to an opposing country, and like always, he conquered, crushing blow after blow against the enemy, wielding the sword like Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. The wind is bristling past his sharp sword as it pierced one hate-filled enemy after another. Then this king sees a boy fighting with the same hatred as his father. And this king has compassion on him. And he takes the sword swung at his head, and he grabs it and he breaks it over his leg. And he grabs the boy, and he carries the boy that was despised by all, the boy that was going to die. And he picks him up and carries him out of the battle. He stops and looks down and says, "You will be my son." That day he takes the boy to be cleansed, to be dressed in kingly garments and given food. Food that the boy had never seen. And this boy at this day was set up to rule side by side with the king. Well, beloved, this story is about you and I. This story represents us as we rule as Christ's sons who are not enslaved to our old manner of life. We are no longer filled with hate, dead in every way, ugly like orcs. No, we are sons of the King of Kings, and we live as citizens in His kingdom, bought with His precious blood. And this is what Paul is opening for us in the letter to the Ephesians. Paul is presenting the heavenly realities of being within the kingdom of God, having new clothes and a new manner of life. And this is some of the hardest things for us to understand. These are deep truths that Paul presents in Ephesians. It almost feels like there's this huge chasm, like we can't jump to the other side. That we know that we are Christians and we are part of His kingdom, that we have died to our old self, that we are alive in Christ, but it's really hard sometimes to understand what that actually means. Do I just make a leap and hope that I land on the other side? Today I want to examine the old man and the new man as described in Lord's Day 33. But I want to look at it from a helicopter view, Because I think this is what Paul is doing in Ephesians. I desire each of you to look carefully, for when you start understanding and seeing these truths that Paul displays in Ephesians, it will change your whole entire life. So please follow my imagery and the imagery that Paul puts forth and seek to see these great truths. We will do this in three ways. We will see the old self, the old clothes of the kingdom. And then we'll see the new self, and then we'll see the community aspect. So Paul opens up in Ephesians 2. He talks about unbelievers. As unbelievers, we were the son who I talked about earlier, who was good as dead. As Paul says in Ephesians 2, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We, each of us here, were born in a kingdom of darkness because of our father, Adam. Adam, as we know, was called to live as God's lesser king. He was called to represent God and be fruitful and multiply, to guard, protect, and keep the garden from evil. And we know, as it says in Genesis, instead of this, he allowed evil to come in. And he wanted to be like God, and he sinned against God by eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And because of this, now we are all born into sin. This is why the world is broken as it is. Why there's wars, famine, death, is because of Adam and all of our sins. Each of us were born in sin and living a futile life. We were darkened in our minds, as Paul says in Ephesians 4:18. We are hard in heart. We could not escape our plight. We're seeking our own way. We were alienated from the life that is in God, from the kingdom of God. And you see, the good news is that God came and He grabbed us and brought us into His kingdom, the kingdom of the beloved Son. And He has given us riches. We're being declared righteous by faith in Christ alone. He's chosen us before the foundation of the world. He talks about in Ephesians 1 that we are adopted as sons. We're given the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. These are the rich treasury that Paul opens up for us in chapter 1. The treasury of the kingdom of God. Then in chapter 4, he shows us what we wear as citizens of the kingdom of God. Particularly in our passage. He shows us our new clothing, and he uses clothing language of putting off your old self and putting on your new self, as if you're putting on the clothing language. So let's first display how the letter to the Ephesians talks about us as citizens of the kingdom of God. Paul talks about us walking, as Pastor Brown discussed last week, how we walk as citizens of the kingdom. In a kingdom, people would walk. They'd walk to go to the marketplace. They'd walk to visit friends. They would walk to go to meetings. And think of the many movies that you can imagine in your mind, the view of the kingdom of peasants or citizens walking around. They would do just normal things. And Paul says in chapter 2, verse 10, to walk in good works. In chapter 4, verse 1, he says that we're to walk worthy of our calling. In chapter 4, verse 17, he says, walk not as the Gentiles walk, because we are new, we are part of this new kingdom. Chapter 5, verse 2, he says, to walk in love. In chapter 5, verses 8 through 10, he says to walk as children of the light. And 5, verse 15, to walk carefully. Within this kingdom, which consists of all those within the church, you and I, we are fellow citizens, as it says in chapter 2, verse 19, Jews and Gentiles, brought together by Christ, reconciled by His life, death, and resurrection. And as citizens, we walk about doing the work with which our King has called us to do. And this work is not burdensome for us. For Jesus Christ, our King, has lifted our burdens because of His life, death and resurrection. Jesus Christ came onto this earth, bringing a kingdom of God with Him. And He came into the kingdom of this world, and He destroyed demons, healed sickness, forgave sins, raised the dead, and all that so that His people would be able to walk in freedom in the new life that He has provided for them. We are citizens who walk together, and we have the greatest treasury you've ever seen. Imagine you opening huge doors and thousands of pounds of gold pour out. This is our wealth in Christ. As Paul says in Ephesians 1, verse 3, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We as citizens are called to share this wealth with others. And we walk in love, caring for one another that we see is hurt, seeking to be soothing in our words, to build them up and encourage them. For example, that son which we spoke of earlier, as he has been given that dignified position, you were sure that he would want to go out and help anybody that was struggling. Maybe somebody has a broken leg, you would grab them and bring them to the king so that he may be healed. Well, this is the kingdom that we're a part of, helping each other. This is a kingdom where each citizen helps one another. And this is the kingdom we are together, the church, are a part of. So now when we get to verse 17, verse 24, we get to the daily activity of putting on our clothing, the clothing of each citizen of the kingdom. So first, in our closet, there are our old clothes. And these old clothes we despise. These old clothes that have shackles on them. Shackles that connect to our legs and our arms. They reek of manure and our old manner of life. Every time we see them, we look at them in disgust. Murder, pain, death. These are the things that these old clothes remind us of. But in these old clothes, there's also ones that look nice and comforting on the outside. But on the inside, there's actually nails that stick into your skin and tar that sticks to your skin. These old clothes are those such as pride, lust, anger, drunkenness, greed, and self-reliance. And these clothes can be deceiving. For each of us, these clothes are the very clothes that Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, He had to wear. He was pure and perfect and altogether lovely. These garments were the reason that our King had to experience the cross. When you see those old garments, that old self in the closet, may you remember that Jesus wrapped Himself in them so that you would no longer be wrapped in them. Jesus was the one who bore the wrath of Almighty God against those sins of sensuality, impurity, drunkenness, selfishness, the sin that is common today, me-ism, where everything is about me. Jesus Christ was the one that weighed down and took those clothes upon Himself. He was the one who had experienced the pain and the suffering that we should endure for all of eternity, so that we would no longer have to wear those old clothes. And sometimes, beloved, we do put on those old clothes. And we do seek pleasure in our old manner of life. When you seek pleasure in getting drunk, in pornography, anger, greed, then you are trampling the Son of God, accounting His blood as if it's nothing. Saying, it's okay, I'm forgiven, it doesn't matter. I can wear these old clothes. No, this is a horrible thing, beloved. May we remember when we are tempted to put off those old clothes. Remember that Jesus Christ went on a death mission to destroy this old way of life. And this should cause us, as Heidelberg Catechism states in question 89, to have a heartfelt sorrow for sin, causing us to hate it more and more, and turn from it always more and more, to turn from that old self, to turn from those old clothes. Oh, may we remember that the death of these old clothes, the smell, the reeking, the nails sticking in us, and may we seek to continually put them off as we seek true repentance from our sins throughout the week, turning from that sin and constantly fleeing to our King to find grace and strength in Him. But this is not it. Paul not only tells us as citizens to put off the old self and not to wear those old clothes, but he also says to put on the new clothes, to put on our new self. So secondly, our new clothes in the kingdom. As it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 through 24, that we are called to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. See, the King has not only ripped off those old clothes, but He has also cleansed us and given us new clothes that reflect the very clothes that He wears. Christian, as a citizen of the kingdom of Christ, you are now clothed in righteousness, humility, in peace, in holiness, in love, in joy. This is your new clothing. This is your new self, created after the likeness of God, as Paul says. You are a citizen not of this world, but of the world of the one to come. When you see this, then every day you are provided a way to live. For you are united to the Lord Jesus Christ, in union with Him, as baptism represents the dying away of the old self and the living to the new self, our new life, citizens of His kingdom. So children, listen here, children. Every day when you wake up, you put on clothes. At first, when you were really little, your parents help you put on your clothes. They lay them out for you, and they put one arm in one side, the other arm in the other side. They help you put on your pants. They help you tie your shoes. Well, children, once you get older, over time, your parents no longer help you put on your clothes, but they let you do it yourself. Sometimes you put them on backwards, and they have to, of course, help you put it on the right way. But once you're around 5, you're able to put on your own clothes, clothes that are still bought by your parents, but clothes that you know how to put on and you do it every day. Well, in a similar manner, those who have faith in Christ and believe in His life, death, and resurrection have a Father who helped them every day put on their new clothes. When you are a new believer, God is there helping you, teaching you, and guiding you. He gives you a bounty of new clothes. He gives you humility, compassionate hearts, kindness, meekness, patience, and love. And over time, the Lord starts giving you more and more room to put on these clothes yourself. Sometimes there's less reminders, and yes, He helps you when you put them on backwards. But as we mature, He expects us to now start to know, not wanting to put on those old clothes, but now that we want to put on the new clothes, the new life that we have in Christ. We don't want to put on those old clothes. Children, we don't want to put on old clothes. We want to put on the new clothes given by the King of our kingdom. And this causes us joy as we look in the closet and we see the new clothes every morning. As the Heidelberg Catechism states in question 90, this brings us heartfelt joy in God through Christ. We have been given so much in the kingdom of God. And we put on these new clothes and we leave the house in the morning, and we now take delight in living according to the will of God in all good works. Every morning, Christian, as you get up and put on clothes before work, some of you before school, Remember, you have new clothes and you are a citizen of the kingdom of God. For example, when someone at work slanders your name, may you know that you are no longer enslaved to feeling hatred and saying, I want to get back at them. Instead, you feel sadness and a desire to see their old clothes taken from them, those shackles to be ripped from them. Or when someone at school makes fun of you for being a Christian, you instead of running away or getting mad at them, you instead want to continue to share the gospel, knowing that they are blind and enslaved to serving false gods. They need a Savior. And the list goes on and on. Maybe you see a gangbanger or a prostitute or someone going to a strip club. And in the past, you look down on them, saying, what worthless people. They are no good. They ruin our good society. Instead of this, instead of pride and self-righteousness, we have the new clothes of sadness and compassion, knowing that the gang member, the prostitute, the person going to the strip club is still shackled to those putrid and nasty clothes. They are dead. They are alienated from the life of God, and they cannot see it, for they are blind. And this causes us to have compassion. May we love knowing that we were once in the same place, that we were in that same situation. We had those old clothes. We had no hope, just like the child who was attacking the king, seeking to kill him. But Christ picked us up, and He ripped off those old clothes, and He has given us new ones, new life, righteousness and holiness. May we not forget, and may we be quick to tell others of our King. Quick to proclaim the truth that our King is the one who sets people free, to set those who are enslaved free. Our King who is so kind and loving and gracious. And let us share these truths in love, in compassion, for these are the new clothes that we wear as those within the kingdom of Christ. And furthermore, now for you who have always grown up in church, you can't remember the last time that you weren't a believer. You always have been a believer. Remember that this king also went into many battles. And in these battles, he would even take little infants and children, those filled with the same hatred as their father. And he would raise them up from a very young age. And sometimes these children would forget where they had been if the king had left them. Instead of joy and gratitude, they would grumble and complain to the king. They would forget that if he didn't rescue them at a very young age, and if he instead had left them, that they would still be in the thick shackles that they were in, still enslaved and going to die a sure death, a death of eternal punishment. And may this never be us. Children, teens, here at Christ URC, may we who have been Christians our whole lives not question the King or say, I want to try on these clothes that others wear in this world. No, beloved, young and old, may we hate those old clothes. May we remember that we have been saved from them. And may we delight in not having for most of our life to wear those old clothes and to experience those shackles. Oh, beloved, do you see the riches and the reality of the kingdom we are in? We are citizens together wearing new clothes, walking in freedom, able to take delight in living according to the will of God. And lastly, let me finish with the third point, speaking about how we are citizens of the kingdom together. Verse 25 states, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. As citizens of the King, when we see our brothers and sisters wearing these old clothes, We should not say, it is okay. It is okay that they get drunk every once in a while. Or maybe I shouldn't say anything because they might not want to be my friend anymore. No, beloved. May we, out of love and care for their souls, go up to them and say, brother, you are a new man. You don't have to continue in that sin of looking at that stuff online. Those are your old clothes. That is your old self. Put that away. Or brother, you have new clothes. You no longer have to live like that or talk to your wife like that. Instead, you can serve her as Christ serves and loves the church. This is our new life. This is our new clothes. Or you see a sister who's comparing herself to other women. And you say to her, sister, you don't have to compare your beauty to others. For you are a daughter of the King. So beautiful in His sight as you reflect the image of Christ. This is true beauty, and may you put on those new clothes of freedom. Christian, we are now called as citizens of the kingdom, as members one of another, to speak the truth with our neighbors, to speak the truth with our brothers and with our sisters, so that we may all be renewed in the spirit of our minds, as it says in Ephesians 4:24. So that when we may go forth, we may do good works, all of us. Good works, which as the Heidelberg Catechism states, proceeds from true faith, comes out of our faith, our position in Christ, declared righteous by faith, justified in Christ. And we do good works out of joy and gratitude, according to God's law and unto His glory. And not works that rest on our own opinion or the commandments of men. No, we do good works for our Lord out of joy and gratitude. And I know that for each of us, there will be times when we look into our closets and we see those shiny and comforting old clothes that appear nice on the outside. Or your friends say, hey, check out these old clothes. Try them on. Check out these clothes. It won't hurt you. It won't kill you. Come on, it'll be fun. It will actually feel good. Don't be such a boring Christian. Young and old, may you remember what Christ went through to free you from wearing those old clothes. Remember that on the inside of these clothes, there is actually tar to stick them to you and nails to pierce your skin. And some of us here, right now, they're wearing some of those old clothes. And I say, let us seek to remove them. I encourage you today to seek repentance in the Lord, to cry out to God to remove those nasty clothes. Cry out to Him to give you strength to endure that temptation that your friends might give you, to endure the temptation, but also to see the glory and beauty of the new clothes that Christ has given you. And when you're having a hard time, seek to talk to other people in the congregation. Ask them to pray for you. To tell them that you're struggling to put off some of those old clothes and struggling to put on the new clothes. To seek your friends to text you or Facebook message you. And I encourage all of you here as an intern, I want to be there for you, that you can text me at any time. My number's in the bulletin to pray for you, to seek to encourage you, to remind you of your new clothes. Feel free to do that at any time. For we are in this together. We are citizens of the kingdom together. And may we tomorrow think about these truths as we put on our daily clothes, starting off the day recognizing our position as a citizen, a new man given new life in Christ. Also, as we enter our workplaces or speak to our neighbors, may we have that sadness, that remorse, that compassion and love for those that are still shackled, as those that are still dead in their trespasses and sins, alienated from God, those that are wearing those old, smelly, and nasty clothes. When we seek them, may we seek to share the gospel and bring the freedom that each of us have in Christ Jesus our Lord. And may we be a people here at Christ URC, a people of encouragement, a people united as the body of Christ, encouraging one another throughout the week to put off the old clothes, to put off the old self and put on the new clothes, the new man created in Christ Jesus. And lastly, in closing, I encourage each of you as a brother in your Lord to go home, to go into your closet, to get a piece of paper, to get a post-it note, whatever it is, and put a write on it saying, old man or new man, to remind you every day that you have new clothes, that you have new life in Christ, that you are a new man. Let us remember who we are, our position in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, apart from your grace and apart from the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to see who we are, our new life that we have in Christ. I pray that you would show us that we have new clothes, new life, created in Christ Jesus, true righteousness, holiness, humility, compassionate hearts, kindness, meekness, love, gentleness. All of these are given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, His person and His work, we who trust in Him. Please grow us in faith and an understanding and a seeking to put off this old self, these old disgusting clothes, and to live as the new self that you have given us in Christ. Created us anew, made us alive. We praise you in Christ's name. Amen.